NPR's Ari Shapiro is in Orlando, Florida. Ari, what have conditions been like this morning in Orlando?
Well, because Orlando is inland, generally storms decrease before they get here, but you wouldn't know that just by looking outside. The winds are sustained at 80 miles an hour. The trees are bending over as though they were made out of rubber. And we're hearing early reports of some damage as well. Orlando is really getting it hard, and this is the third storm it's gotten really hard. I was out here in just before Hurricane Francis and saw damage that Charley had caused with trees knocked over and roofs ripped off the tops of buildings. Then, of course, Francis came through, caused damage on its own, and this is really the third, it's the triple whammy for Orlando. So this is one of the few parts of the state to really have gotten all three storms just back to back.
You said early damage assessments. What kind of stories have you been hearing?
We know that nearly a million people are without power throughout the state, and also there have been isolated stories of instances. In one case, for example, a special needs shelter had the roof partially blown off, and so 400 elderly people and their caregivers had to be evacuated from the shelter in the middle of the night. Ambulances were called out. In another instance, some people called in 911 and reported that they had seen a car go off a bridge that connected a barrier island to the mainland. And when the eye of the storm passed over that part of Florida, officials went out, checked, and saw a break in the guardrail, which they said was consistent with the reports. But, amidst all this devastation and tragedy, there are also some very sort of humorous, absurd moments, like last night when people here in Orlando were bracing for the storm. The heavy rains were just starting to come in. The sprinklers popped up and started watering the lawn automatically on schedule.
We've been hearing reports that the shelters aren't as full as they were for the last hurricane. Are officials saying anything about that?
Yeah, for the last day or two, officials have been very concerned that the shelters were not filling up as quickly as they did for Francis and the other storms. They don't know if that's because of hurricane fatigue or if people have filled up the hotels, and so that's the reason they're not in the shelters. Certainly hotel rooms are very hard to come by in much of Florida right now. Or they also say another reason people might not be evacuating is because after the last storms, it took so long for people to be let back in their homes that they may have just decided to stick it out for this one. The problem is when the storm is at its worst, emergency crews really can't get out and rescue people. So those calls to 911 come in and they just sort of get backlogged until the worst of the storm passes. And it's only then that officials can really go out, do the cleanup, and see what happened to the people who decided to stay where they were.
And briefly, Ari, you drove through Fort Pierce yesterday afternoon, a few hours before the hurricane hit. What were the conditions like there?
Fort Pierce looked, even before Gene landed, like a town that had just been demolished by a hurricane. Francis made landfall just about at that point, and the fact that Gene made landfall right about there as well is really going to hurt this city a lot.
NPR's Ari Shapiro in Orlando, Florida. Ari, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.